Guida. Here's what the mouse said when he ran up the clock. You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Norge, a division of BorgWarner, manufacturers of America's most modern automatic and wringer washers, water heaters and home freezers, gas and electric ranges, originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators. Norge presents The Red Skelton Show. Skelton, David Rose, and his orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor. And now the star of our program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Rod.
Hiya, Red. What's up?
Well, I've, What's up if you tried to buy meat lately? Hey, it reminds me, I haven't eaten. I gotta go over to the Turkish bath and see if my hot dogs are done. I gotta be careful, and that's where I can do all my cookings over in that steam room.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I went in there, and by mistake, I got two sunburned midgets. It stinks.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Look, just read. Don't agree.
Well, you know, there must be a more honorable way of making a living.
You mean than what we're doing right here?
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're right. Hey, how about you and me getting in a little business? And we kind of team up, huh?
Well, what sort of business did you want to go into?
Well, I don't know.
Should be something that we're both capable of doing.
Oh, no. I'm not going back to Fresno to those wine factories. I used to be known as Redfoot. I used to stomp grapes. You see, my feet were so big. You know, you think I got big feet, though? You should see my father. He's got feet so big he has to put his pants on over his head.
Well, let's see. Let's look through the want ad section of the morning paper and see if there are any businesses for sale.
Oh, a bully idea. Bully. Good show. Good show.
England's too long.
Yeah, England. You can see I haven't been wasting my time looking at those British pictures on television. Bully. Hey, get a load of this item in the personal column here. It says, young man with pet skunk would like to meet young lady with airway.
Well, that should be a whirlwind courtship.
Oh, yeah. Hey, how about this? For sale, a rabbit ranch. Stock includes two rabbits and an adding machine. Man, we don't want a business like that. You have to count them every day or they get ahead of you.
Yeah. This one looks good.
Now.
High-class restaurant in an exclusive neighborhood. Owner must sell because of ill health.
Probably been eating his own food. Hey, let's call that restaurant and see what's cooking, huh?
Now, what would we do in a restaurant?
Well, I don't know. I love to cook. Remember the birthday cake I baked for you?
I sure do. The only part I could eat was the candles.
Are you kidding? Boy, I can really cook. You may not believe it. Any of you ladies got a pencil and paper, take this down. I'll give you a recipe for a cake that's wonderful. You take a pound of flour, Dave, and then you take four eggs, just the whites. You add the yellows later. And then you take a cup of sugar and some shortening, and you mix it up real good. And then sprinkle paprika all over that. Bake in an oven temperature of 500, the finest slab of Italian marble you've ever tasted. I think I could sell that recipe to CBS. They can make a cornerstone for their new studio.
Well, maybe we better just stick to the jobs we've got, Red. What do you say?
Oh, hey, if the sponsors heard what's going on so far, we may not even have a job anymore. We'd better call on Dave Rose to save us. Dave, strike up the band. Let's hear your arrangement of The Portrait of a Flirt.
Portrait
Let's take a minute to talk about a real buy, the Norge Triple Action Washer in the new Pyramid model. It's not only streamlined in looks, it's streamlined in action, too. The trouble with most wringer washers that have the new full-length skirt instead of legs is they're too easy to tip over. But not this new Norge Pyramid model. Norge is the only streamlined wringer washer designed with a wider base and five instead of the usual four casters. That prevents tipping. But this new Norge doesn't take up any more floor space, and it rolls just like baby carriage. Or you can anchor it from either side instantly because two of the five casters are self-locking. Now then, what about the washing action? Norge Triple Action Agitation has always been famous for getting clothes cleaner and doing it faster. Norge really gets the deep down dirt, but it does an average load in only 7 minutes. I wish you'd compare this new Norge with any other wringer washer on the market, for you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge. From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, we present a story entitled Job Hunting. Chapter 1 is entitled Help Wanted, Cowhand. And it concerns the poor man's Gabby Hayes, dead-eye from Texas.
Hey! Hey, you dead-eye! Whoa! Whoa! Oh, come on, hard boy! You know, Deadeye, that horse gets skinnier every time I see him.
Well, you see, it's this way. I flip a coin every day, you see. Heads, he gets oats, and tails, I get beer. You know, he's the unluckiest horse I ever seen. He lost 10 times in a row, you know. Say, you haven't seen any of the law around here, have you?
Why, no. Tell me why you're so afraid of the law.
Because I'm wanted in Texas. But they'll never take me back there. Of course, the way Texas is growing, I may not have to go back. It'll come and get me. Thank you, Representative from Dallas.
You know, Deadeye, you look different from most of the cowboys out here. Tell you, what's wrong with your leg?
Well, I'm bow-legged, that's all. Everybody in my family was bow-legged. Ma used to hitch rides on oil trucks.
Well, I haven't got time to stand here and chat. I got to go round up some of the actors for a Western show I'm putting on.
Oh, well, look, that's what I wanted to see you about, Corny. You can count me in. You know, I can do some fancy shooting, and I can sing a song with my educated horse.
You, really can handle them six-shooters?
Well, you just start counting. I'll show you how fast I am on the draw. Boy.
All right.
Ready?
One, two, three, four.
Grunt. What it says here, grunt. You know, it ain't as easy as it looks.
Five.
You know, they get heavier every day, grunt.
Six. Seven. Eight. Nine.
Well, don't stand there. Help me, will you?
Just as I thought. You're nothing but a big blowhard.
Oh, yeah. You mean that, huh?
Hey.
I'm a blowhard, eh?
That's right.
You say that to a Texan?
Yeah.
Okay, I just ain't taking no foolishness today. Well, we'll see about that, though.
Why, say, you shot before you pulled your gun.
Yeah, I think I lost another toe. I got an open-toe boot here. Hey, help me take my boot off, will you?
All right.
You're not going to have my leg back. Count my toes for me, would you?
Hey, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seven? I lost two of them that time.
I think we'd better forget about that fancy shooting.
Yeah.
You tell me that that's an educated horse there?
Yes, sir, that's really an educated horse. Now, watch this.
Yeah.
Hey, boy. Now, pay attention, Borky. What is 2 and 2? Come on, boy, one more. Well, what do you think?
Well, thanks just the same, Deadeye, but this is a play we're putting on. I only need actors, so thanks just the same.
Okay, giddy up, boy. Giddy up.
Chapter 2 of Job Hunting is about a punch-drunk fighter by the name of Cauliflower McPug, who's always imagining he hears bells and birds. Anyway, it seems one day he saw a help-wanted sign hanging in a restaurant window, and...
Do the mocking boy. I sound like Margaret being dragged through a knot hole, don't I? Hey, you ought to have a bell put on that door, and then you could tell when somebody comes in. Get the mark, boy. Put a bell on that door.
Well, there is a bell on that door. Didn't you hear it ring when you came in?
What are you, a wine guy, dumping? No, I didn't hear no bell. What, you think I'm punchy or dumping? Hey, what are you running, a pet store here? Them parakeets are making an awful lot of noise, aren't they?
Cauliflower, for your information, this is a restaurant.
Well, from what I'm hearing, you're catering to nothing but boys. Why don't you wait on them canaries? They're singing for their dumplings.
I saw you looking at that sign in the window. Is that what you came in here about?
Yeah, that's what I came in about. I came in to see you about that sign. How long does your clearance sale last?
Well, the sign doesn't say anything about a clearance sale. It says short order cook wanted. Can't you read?
Good. Step aside, you come to super cheap. Oh, a flamingo. What did you ask me just a minute ago? Would you mind eating it away doing that again?
I said, can't you read?
Sure, I can read. I can read reading, but I can't read writing it. That writing is real rotten. That's what the hell is. Grab an apple for the teacher. The school bell's ringing again.
How punchy can you get? I said, how punchy can you get?
I don't know. That's pretty hard to tell. I'm still rather young, you know. You say you need a cook on this place. Mm-hmm. How about hiring me?
Well, what do you know about cooking?
I know plenty, boy.
Yeah?
I did 3 years of KP in the Army. Hmm? I used to cook for food for the whole regiment, and they just loved it. Some of the boys did just lick my hand. I was the pride of the canine corps.
The canine corps, huh?
Yeah.
What were you, a dog face?
That's cute. Didn't get a laugh, but it's cute.
Say, why do you want to work here? Aren't you fighting anymore?
Yeah, I fight a couple nights a week at the bottom.
Oh, uh-huh.
Stop it! Will you stop it?
Just stop it stuff you always say.
Oh, that's Speedy. He's always playing tricks on me.
Mm-hmm.
He walked up and he slapped me in the back of the head, but when I turned around, he never knew.
You say you fight 2 nights a week, then you'll want 2 nights a week off from this job.
No, just 2 minutes. Just 2 minutes, you see.
Oh.
I'll get the bout over with in a hurry. I'll speed up my fall.
Uh-huh.
You're picking up the lines,
yes,
when they don't
will.
Get a laugh, too.
But after the fight, though, will you feel like working?
Believe me, I won't feel anything, boy. Mm-hmm. There's one thing about me. I come out of a fight the same condition as I go in, unconscious. Yes, sir, boy. I'm quite a fighter, you know. I used to... Boy, a flock of them flew over that... Say, now you take my fight that I had in Burbank last week. I was fighting Irish Irving.
Yeah.
And the way he went after me, you think he was drumming up business for some mortuary somewhere. Mm-hmm. He hit me in the nose so hard that ever since then I've been breathing down my own neck. I hit the canvas and I bounced for 5 minutes. Just kept bouncing there.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, my manager had to dribble me to my dressing room. I like them better when they're not there.
Well, no wonder you walk around on your heels. Your brains are scrambled.
Oh, you think I'm punchy, huh? You want to see that rattler I room with?
Yeah?
That long-haired monkey?
Yeah.
Him and them beautiful bathrobes he runs around in all the time. That poor Tucker is really good.
What's the matter with him?
Oh, he likes to show people how he's nuts about flying an airplane, you see. And he's always flying all over town just to show everybody how good he is. Buzzing the neighborhood. Oh, that poor Tucker.
Well, what's wrong with that?
He ain't got no airplane. I know. I tune up his motor for him.
Well, I'm sorry, Cauliflower. I can't hire you for a cook, but we need a dishwasher, and the job's yours if you want it.
Oh, a dishwasher, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how much did it pay? Stop it, will you?
Well, the pay is $4 a day.
Well, that's reasonable.
Of course, out of that, I deduct $3 a day for your meals.
Well, that's reasonable.
And there's another deduction for income tax, Social Security, and medical insurance. That comes to 92 cents a day.
That sounds reasonable.
Now, let's see. That leaves you a net earning of 8 cents a day. And that's not counting your car fare.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's only 10 cents a day.
Well, are you sure you want the job, Cauliflower?
Sure, I need the money.
Cauliflower... On second thought, I don't think I can use you as a dishwasher.
Oh, okay, thank you. No, but see, I gotta run anyhow. I'm a volunteer fireman, and I've heard a third alarm bell ringing for an ideal. I gotta go.
Okay.
Which brings us now to the Smith Twins, who will sing Down Yonder.
Down yonder someone beckons to me. Down yonder someone reckons on me. I seem to see a race of memory between the Natchez and the Robert E. Lee. Swanee Shore, I miss you more and more every day, my Manny Land. You're simply grand. Down yonder when the folks get the news, don't wonder at the hullabaloo. With Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy waiting down yonder for me. Way down yonder in the land of cotton, waiting for me. Way down yonder where I'm not forgotten, just wait and see. I seem to see a race in memory, always and felt between the Natchez and the Robert E. Lee. Swanee Shore, I miss you more and more every day, my Mammy Land. See, you're simply grand. Down. Away down yonder when the folks get the news, don't ever wonder at the hullabaloo. There's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy, waiting down yonder for me.
And now, Jesse Cartwright, co-director of the Norwich Home Economics Department, has a wash day hint for homemakers.
If washing handkerchiefs is a chore you dislike, try this easy trick. Before you put the handkerchiefs in the washing machine, soak them in lukewarm salt water. Use about a tablespoon of salt to each quart of water. Of course, if you have a Norwich triple action washer, you'll never have any real problem in getting clothes sparkling clean.
You bet. Norwich triple action washes clothes cleaner and it washes them faster. 7 minutes is average, and many loads take even less time.
Rod, don't forget the automatic timer on the new Norwich Pyramid model.
Yes, with Norwich, you can wash clothes automatically for any of 5 different washing times, lightly soiled, average, and so on. You just set the timer, and Norwich shuts itself off automatically. Every single feature of this new Norwich wringer washer with its non-tip pyramid construction is streamlined. Why don't you go down to your dealers and look it over? You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Our final chapter is entitled Competition, Junior Grade. And, of course, it's about Junior, the mean little kid.
Mr. O'Connor standing in front of his new restaurant. I gotta talk to that guy. Yoo-hoo! Mr. O'Connor, no, stay right where you is. I'm coming across the street.
No, Junior, no!
Oh, good heavens, I better see if he's all right. Junior! Junior, are you all right?
No, I didn't get a scratch. I didn't get a scratch. But did you notice that Cadillac wearing that off-the-shoulder Chevrolet? I read that like they were a sponsor, didn't I?
Junior, you know better than to run out in the street like that.
Never mind, Facto. I came over here to talk about your business with you. Let's step into your place of establishment here.
Mm-hmm. Well, come on in, Junior, but don't slam the door because I just put a new glass in and it might break.
Oh, you can't break a glass by slamming the door.
Oh, yes, you can.
I can? Well, thanks for your permission.
Junior, how could you?
Well, you told me I could. If you want another demonstration, you'll have to put another glass in that door.
For 2 cents, I'd give you a whipping.
I should give you 2 cents for a whipping. I can get all I want for the home for nothing.
One away, don't bother me, Junior. I'm busy.
Yeah, you're busy. That's what I happened to come over to see you about, Fatso. I'm sorry to say, but this restaurant has to go.
Why does it have to go?
Because I happen to run the lemonade stand across the street, and I'm not going to stand for any competition whatsoever, you see. Now, I'll give you just 24 hours to clear out of this neighborhood.
What if I don't feel like clearing out?
Well, look at this book back.
I'm looking.
Now, take a look at that big window. Not yours, the one on the store. Do you see that?
Yes.
Well, put two and two together, you big, stupid, fat snob. And imagine how drafty it's going to be in here.
Now, Junior, there's no need to threaten me. I'm sure we can get along doing business in the same neighborhood. After all, I don't sell lemonade and you don't sell food.
I do, too, sell food. My widow stand is noticed for his world's famous mud pies. Soon, over my counter comes the most beautiful mud pies in the world.
Now, who would buy mud pies?
I'll tell you who buys it. The people that drink my lemonade because it tastes so rotten that they buy a mud pie just to throw at me. You can see me after a busy day, boy. I'm loaded with pennies and I'm covered with mud. I is known as the filthy rich.
Well, Junior, to show you there's no hard feelings, I'll give you some sugar for your lemonade. How's that?
Well, now, that's mighty neighborly of you. Could you give me a lemon, too? The one I has been using is getting a little moldy. I don't know why. I've only had it for 2 months.
Now, Junior, don't look now, but here comes your mother.
Uh-oh, the hairbrush kid rides again. I was wondering how long it was going to take her to discover that I figured out the combination on the crib.
Oh, hello, Rod. Have you seen Junior?
He was here a minute ago. Oh, there he is, peeking out of the garbage disposal.
Stool pigeon. Wait till I get this half a grapefruit off of my head.
Now, you get out of that garbage disposal.
Why?
Somebody's liable to turn the switch on, and you'll clog up the plumbing.
It's nice to know that somebody cares for me. Hey, Mommy, you sure look pretty.
Oh, Rich.
Yes.
Now, don't start that huffy McGuffy stuff with me.
What's your language? This show goes through Pasadena.
Oh, stop trying to change the subject. How many times have I told you never to cross that street alone? Rod, what am I going to do with him?
Well, I know a good taxidermist where you could have him stuffed, chief.
Oh, God. How can you ever think of such a thing? He wouldn't look good hanging over the fireplace.
Well, now, look, if you're both so anxious to stuff me, how about doing it with ice cream and cake or a piece of pie or something? That banana pie, cream pie, there, look.
Now, get your hands off of that pie.
No, I want it. I want to stuff myself.
Junior, stop.
Get go of me, Mummy.
you folks have ever watched those comedies on television, you know how this is going to end.
Now, let's go of that pie.
Okay, you ask for it.
Oh! No, no!
When you said that go, the first time I've ever enjoyed obeying you.
Just wait until I get my hands on you.
Well, you never take me alive.
Out the back door. Don't slam it, Junior. Well, that's funny. It didn't break.
Let's face it. They don't make glass like they used to. Let's face it.
This is Rod O'Connor saying, remember, in refrigerators, home freezers, gas and electric ranges, washers and water heaters, everything Norge makes right. Why don't you stop in at your local Norge dealer soon? See the washer that's streamlined in looks and action. The new Norge pyramid model with triple action that gets clothes cleaner in less time. And the new gentle touch wringer that gets clothes drier with less wear and tear. See this new Norge triple action washer now at your Norge dealer. And now until next week,
this is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.